GSA is responsible for supporting other agencies in their missions. That's how we think about our mission. And so we need to understand the way in which departments and agencies intend to deliver on their missions, and we need to support them. So as they need to adjust to the changes in the world around them, given the change in the economy, the change in legislation, the change in demands by the citizenry, we need to be right next to them to support them, because we are responsible for the workplace, for the products, for the services, for the expertise and the things that they need in order to do their work. So we are right in the middle of that, and that's therefore we are responsible to be as flexible and as agile as they need us to be in order to deliver on their changes.
Now, you have set really high goals for GSA in a very short time, and you've expressed your passion for the agency. What metrics have you put in place so that you can say to yourself in a year or 18 months, we've made it, or we've improved? What are the metrics that you have to measure the progress that you have set forth as goals?
We have a lot of metrics at GSA, and actually it's not the metrics that I create, it's the metrics I'm going to take away so we can get to the core metrics. We're doing a lot of measuring, and it's a little bit like we're measuring the pennies and forgetting about the dollars and the quarters. So the first thing we are doing as an agenda item with the leadership team in May is to scrub all our metrics and see that we are actually developing metrics that take us forward and don't just create a constant culture of inspection and a culture of bureaucracy. Measures are good, but they are not good if they're gotchas. They have to be something that motivates people, excites people, and points us to new and better decisions, not tightening punishments. And I think there's a fine difference between the culture of measurement and the culture of inspection, because inspection means that you've got 15 people doing things over and over and over again to be sure it's done right. The culture of measures is a way in which you do it right once and you know that you've done it well. So there's transformational measures. There are capacity measures. There are a number of ways in which we need to think through measures a little differently. And I would suspect you're going to first hear about the measures we're getting rid of before you're going to hear about the specific measures that we're using.
You outlined a brand new mission statement for the agency, and I didn't write it down fast enough. So tell us the new mission statement.
Oh, you're going to make me quote it. Well, the basics of it is that we supply expertise to agencies and departments, to our customers, as they deliver on their missions. And we do that so that the government will be able to perform in an efficient, sustainable, and effective way. The sustainable piece is important. The expertise piece is important. And our mission takes on some new angles for us. We are not just the creators of best value. We are also the broad shoulders on which people can rest some of their risk when they're making their decisions, their purchasing decisions, their contracting decisions. We're big, we have expertise, and we have a large denominator across which we can spread that risk. So I think GSA's business proposition, if you will, using that language, to our customers is to shoulder risk and to offer them some ways of making good shopping decisions, good contracting decisions, to fulfill their missions.
Now, a lot of people, when they think of GSA, think of the schedules and they think of the government-wide acquisition contracts, but the assisted acquisition services where whole procurements, in effect, are outsourced to the agency, that hasn't gotten a lot of take-up by government agencies. So it sounds like that's a great area where risk could be offloaded to GSA that's not essential to the mission of that agency. So is that a place you might want to start?
In the Federal Acquisition Service, we have a whole range of products and services that we offer from a sort of commodities end in the schedules and so on, all the way to a much more highly tuned support consultative sort of role that we can play with customers. That's our assisted acquisition. A lot of that focuses on IT because IT is usually a unique buy for an agency. It's responding to a unique need they have, and there isn't an off-the-shelf, clear, linked-up solution for them. So, yes, I think we need to approach our assisted acquisition work with the notion of we're consulting to clients, we're consulting to our customers in a way that they can make a better, large decision, and it is worth for them to think about asking us to supply expertise to them for that.
We're talking with Martha Johnson. She is the newly installed administrator of the General Services Administration. So in your 2 months, have you convinced yourself that talent exists in the agency, And if it does, how do you get that word out? How do people begin to trust GSA for that kind of decision-making support?
I have returned to GSA because of the people of GSA. I have learned a huge amount from them. They are talented. They are experts. And they are stretched because our work has been an enormous load for them. I am very, very proud, and I get to tell the story of the Public Building Service that in the course of working on the recovery project that we have, did a huge piece of work in just a matter of weeks. They let over $1 billion in contracting against the deadline that we had committed, and that was a huge pulsing of our system and our abilities. I think GSA people are a wonderful community of people that stick together, teach each other, and as I have been part of the agency, in the 1990s we were 20,000 people. We're now down to 12,600. The work hasn't particularly changed. A bunch of it has, of course, been outsourced to the private sector, but the core expertise is in the agency.
And you mentioned that the pull of demand by customer agencies can help GSA and its people get better. Explain that process.
I believe that the best way for an organization to change itself or to transform itself is to listen hard to its customers. And when the customer has a need and pulls on you, you respond to that, but you turn around and look at how you are being supported inside your organization, and you will improve your processes. It's kind of a reverse engineering inside your system in order to respond to the customer. Interestingly, GSA is organized by function. We have a building service and an acquisition service. We're also organized by geography, but we are not able to be organized directly by customers, so that we need to have an intense customer alignment in spite of that.
How can this process of improvement through demand, if you will, improve agencies' ability in the whole area of green?
We understand design. In the Public Building Service, we are the kings of design, and design is the first place you start when you're doing sustainability work. You need to design it correctly because you need to design products and services with a fine understanding that you are moving from cradle to cradle. Whatever you make needs to then be in a cycle so that it can return and then be reused. It's the reusing and recycling sort of notion. That starts with design, and we're the kings of design. Then you move to the acquisition capacity that we have. That's how you acquire products, make the right choices about which products to buy, and our helping the customer choose green products is a critical piece of our work in the acquisition and in the buildings service. And then finally, we are also the people that worry about disposal. Where do things go when they have run out of their life cycle? So we have all, and we dispose of real property and personal property. So there's a great deal of work that we do and we're experts at. So we are positioned to understand the entire life cycle of products from design through acquisition and use to disposal. And that puts us right in the middle of what Obama calls the green team. And our work fits with the president and the administration's direction around sustainability just beautifully.